It's been 6 years since the Detroit Tigers were in the Major League Baseball playoffs. 3 years ago, the club committed to a rebuild, trading a number of big stars, making a managerial change, and hiring former Twin skipper Ron Gardenhire to lead the team through the transformation. Hello, everybody. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. During these times of keeping our distance, you can still give and support the show remotely at WWIB.com quickly, safely, and securely. Detroit dropped 114 last season and over 300 games the last 3 years, so there's literally no place to go but up for this team. But a lot of people expect them to be improved this season when there is a season, including Tigers pitcher starter Matt Boyd. He is definitely one of those optimists, and we're glad to have him back on Sports and Commentary today. So right now, everything's on pause because of the corona pandemic. Matt, you're working with a one-year deal for 2020, but service time is huge for a lot of guys like yourself. How's that being hashed out by Major League Baseball?
You know, the good thing is that per our new agreement, we actually agreed upon the fact that whatever season is played this year, if you're up for the full year, you're going to get full service time. So service time is important, and luckily through the union and through our negotiations with MLB, even if a season isn't played, players will get a full year of service time. It's good stuff, and it is very, very important to us as a union and individual players.
Yep. Well, you've mentioned during our days of conversation here on Sports and Commentary that you are grateful for the perspective that your faith in Jesus Christ has given you through these days. It seems so bleak with this corona thing. How, in your life, is trusting in the Lord, Matt, allowed you to see the big picture, the big perspective?
Well, it's the only perspective, right? I think in times like this is when you really have to vet your heart and truly have a self-understanding, a self-awareness to go, am I leaning on him or am I trying to control things? Am I worrying about the next paycheck or how are we going to make it through this next calendar year if we don't get paid? Or am I just truly present right now and offering every decision up to him? And it's these situations that truly can refine your faith or can push you away from God. And it's in these situations that we, as a believer, you truly ask him to guide your path, make sure that, you know, knowing that he will make your path straight. Don't lean on your own understanding. It's your own understanding that is of the flesh. It's your own understanding that's of this world that's going to react to things that are like fear and worry, which aren't the fruits of the Spirit. So when you, that's a recipe for truly falling out from where his grace has been perfected, what his promise is for you. You know, his plan is much bigger than anything that we could ever write up, you know, and knowing that, he's just, you know where his grace is perfected this moment right now. Outside of that, nothing else really does matter, right? It's just tuning your heart to him, knowing that he will make your path straight, knowing that you got to let go of your own plans because that may not be the actual circumstance. And that may not be his will for you, but knowing that something bigger and better beyond your comprehension is working and that he is working in all these things. He will use all this for his good.
Yeah, so let's expand on that just for a moment. How do you think in these extraordinary times that the church can advance the message of the gospel here?
You know, I think that's tough. That's tough for me to understand. Everyone's going to have their own way that God calls themselves in this situation. I don't think there's a perfect right answer for that. But in the same breath, as a body of Christ, as we are, as believers, as part of the Holy Family, as heirs to the throne, we, through our actions, through how we live, can show others that you know what, there is hope. There is good coming out of this. It isn't as bleak as everyone makes it sound. Good will come from this. Some of us might take our our wounds, some of us, we may take some blows in the matter of this, but the promise doesn't change. And, you know, we're not, the fact of the matter is we're not storing goods up here on earth. You know, we're setting our eyes on something that is unseen, something that is beyond this world, right? And something that isn't of the flesh. And that promise has not gone away. And through the way of keeping our eyes on that eternal prize that has been given to us through the sacrifice on the cross, that's what we can show others. That's how, through our actions, through our perspective, through how we live, through how we talk in times of crisis like this, that's how we can bring others to Him and essentially do exactly what you said, spread the gospel, advance the gospel, because why are these groups of people so calm, so trusting, even though everything in their life says that they shouldn't be? Well, it's because their eyes are on Him. And a lot of that's easier said than done, but it goes back to what we just talked about before, that is truly turning your heart to Him, having that self-awareness, knowing where your heart is. Am I straying from Him right now, or what am I trying to hold on to? And have that understanding and go, no, I need to come back to Him in that circumstance.
Amen. Amen. Matt Boyd, the Detroit Tigers starting pitcher, 29 years of age. Thanks again for coming back on Sports and Commentary and sharing this profound message of faith and encouragement today. Appreciate it. God bless you.
Hey, thank you, Greg, and thanks for having me on. And you know what? Pray for you guys up there in Wisconsin. And yeah, thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too, Matt.